This is the second night of Juma in the month of Sha'ban, and very quickly after this, Ramadan is very close to us. Allah's immense blessings and grace upon us, that Allah Ta'ala in this great night, which is also night of Juma and the night of Sha'ban, this is such a night from amongst Allah's treasures and His mercies and His blessings and His grace is full of all of these things. Just my brothers, tonight let's take the loot, let's take the bounties as much as we want to take. Today the du'as will be accepted, Allah will listen to the du'as. And this night of Juma, it's equivalent to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. So this night is great. Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, given to us, and alongside that, a great deed. For that Allah Ta'ala has assembled all of us, and we should be grateful. And I always say that the time to come, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and how will we get up tomorrow, and our health, etc. So this time Allah has made so great for us, for which we cannot get any comparison at all, no comparison whatsoever, compared to what we're doing right now. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah's fadl, His grace and His reward is given to that person, and we call it the reward of Allah when Allah Ta'ala chooses His servant, selects His beloved, and allows him to implement the beloved deed. So this is the great, great fadl of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the right fadl. This is the blessing of Allah, the grace of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala's kindness, that He has taken us from all other problems and sat us down for His dhikr. Shaytan, he tries to get us away from these rewards and things. Through his waswasa and whispering, he makes human being weak. Weak. Allah's rewards, a person should waste. But shaytan, he attacks them through his waswasa, through his whispering and influence, minor points. He pesters a human being, pesters human. We're in the dunya, brothers. And we're all here in this universe, this illness, problems, worries, conditions, severity, highs and lows. Dunya, we're in the dunya. Just like, for example, you're traveling on a bus, and I'm in Pakistan, say for example, sometimes you're up and down, and there's jumping up and down, the suspension, and you get jolted left and right. The roads are such. So this road we're traveling on, this is the road of the dunya road. And this is the day and age we're living in. There are problems and issues, just like nowadays what's happening around us. Such a, you can say, calamity, that's nobody can understand what's going on, the tragedy, and people are confused all around us, khawf and fear and panic. So shaytan, for him, these things are very beneficial. Somebody's sick, somebody's down, somebody's got issues, somebody's got worries, and he's consumed by these things. So for then that person becomes the easy prey for shaitan, and he attacks that person straight away, and he injects waswasa into that person's mind and heart, and he pesters that person. Oh, it's all gone now, there's nothing for you, it's just you, and this sickness was to come to you, it's you who's cursed in it. Oh, maut is there, death is coming to you, now you can't be saved, you will not succeed, you are gone. You're a goner, says shaitan. He makes that person feel so cursed and despondent. And the fact is that there's no problem, but shaitan, through his waswasa, he weakens the person so much, that he falls into the realm of khawf, fear. Take any illness or condition or problem or scenario that is surrounding people today, for example, in the dunya. Like, there are many issues. If a person, if there's an issue, he doesn't sleep all night, what's going to happen tomorrow? Will this happen or that not happen? If I go, what will he say to me? And if I have to go for an interview, will the interview take place successfully? And he'll toss and turn all night long in that worry. Shaitan, look, shaitan, he's happy. He makes a person sort of get distressed, a mu'min. And so that's his extreme happiness for shaitan. That, look, today I've made him unhappy and distressed, and I've taken him down, and he's shaking and he's worried. Shaitan's happy at that time. How I've controlled him, shaitan says, I've suppressed him. So when there are severe conditions that are surrounding us, when there are problems, etc., then at that time we need to look to the positive side, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith al-Qudsi, And Allah Ta'ala says that, Allah Ta'ala states that in this hadith Qudsi, that a person, my servant, he should move along with my preference. Allah Ta'ala says, if a person hopes for good, and has good hopes, and has good ambition, intentions, Allah says, then I give to him according to his ambition and hope. Allah says, whatever you desire, you will get according to your desire. I go along with what you desire, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala says, this is the case, very clear. So, if you think bad and negative, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, Allah Ta'ala says, then you will be steered down that route. If you are hopeful in your Lord, no, my Rabb is with me, my Lord is with me, my Creator is with me, and why should I get bad circumstances? Why will Allah's mercy not come to me? Why will I be upset? Okay, a little bit of a test is, it's just going to come and go. Why should I be drowning in this? Why should I be distressed about this? What link do I have with this? And alongside that, he controls his himself and his environment, and he does tawbah, he repents, and he says that inshallah I'll be good and do good deeds, and so this is then the icing on the cake for that person. Then on top of that, he has good intentions, good ambition, sincerity, that no, why should I be affected negatively? Why should I go downhill with my deen? I shouldn't be worried about these problems and worries. I shouldn't be immersed and overwhelmed, is what we're saying here. So if we see the khawf and the fear that's wrapped around today, so if a person has good positive thoughts, a good vision, a positive vision, then Allah says, then I will create your circumstances to be the same. So you should have good hope in Allah, hope for Allah Ta'ala's assistance and mercy. Always consider Allah's rahmah is with us, Allah's fadl will be with us, kindness. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was once passing and some companions were sitting and they were smiling. The Prophet ﷺ, life, beautiful examples we learn from them. They were very simple and straightforward and honest people, and they were always concerned. And the Prophet ﷺ was walking past, and when he saw them smiling, laughing, the Rasulullah ﷺ said that, are you laughing? Have you forgotten hellfire? That there's hellfire after you. That's all he had to say, and they were so upset. They just stopped and they were really worried, and their hal, their condition totally changed within that time. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back to those same companions, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Holy Prophet said that just now Jibreel Alayhi Salam came and he gave the message of Allah that my servants, they're afraid. They're afraid. Tell them that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim as well. Subhanallah. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim as well. Why are you scared? Why are you afraid? So, there is punishment, there is consequences, but Allah is also Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is Ghafoor. If you ask Allah for forgiveness, He'll forgive. If a person asks Allah for forgiveness, then Allah's attribute or quality of Rahmah is also there. Then when my servant seeks forgiveness from me, then I surround him with my rahmah, my mercy. And he should have good feelings towards me that you've done tawbah, repentance, you've asked for forgiveness. Why are you afraid now? Well, you have some good hope. Have hope in Allah. Don't despair. Okay, so we have the fear that's around us at the moment and everyone is upset and down. So we should have good positive hopes and ambition in Allah that we should accept our mistakes. Allah, please forgive us. We have wronged ourselves and we have done wrong. And it's for those who are the valim, who are oppressors, who are wrong. This is for them who have spread dhulm across the world, extreme dhulm and oppression they've spread. Why is this? This is not for us. Yes, we have some mistakes. Allah, we ask you for forgiveness. Allah, please, you are the one who can forgive. We should think like this. So Allah Ta'ala says that in these conditions, Allah says, I go along with your vision and your thoughts and your hopes. So this is how a person should be thinking positively. So we have sought forgiveness from Allah, we made a mistake, we didn't pray salah, we used to commit wrong actions, and those individuals, alhamdulillah, those women folk and men folk who, after seeing the circumstances around us today, they've improved themselves and said, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, then look at Allah's ni'mas, His rewards, that this life will become beautiful, and the life to come for us is an opportunity that a person, if you give somebody difficulty, for example, gives difficulty and worries someone, then this is in reality an opportunity that the servant should recognize his Lord, ask Allah for forgiveness, he does tawbah, repents, Allah Ta'ala says, that you should now be positive with me. Now you should seek my rahmah, my mercy, that whatever distress is coming your way, then I will give you after that rahmah, mercy. So why are you afraid? Why is there khawf? Why are you panicking? Subhanallah. Why are you upset? Why are you down? Why are you thinking negatively? Allah Ta'ala says, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. سبحان الله. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. What a beautiful kalima. What a great verse. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. These are those kalima, these verses that they are mentioned in the Quran when the people who didn't have iman, they came to the Sahaba Kiram, they wanted to weaken them, and they tried to make the Sahaba afraid. Subhanallah. So Shaitan, he tried to deviate the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, that the people are coming, they've got weapons, they're going to destroy you, you have nothing to your name. Subhanallah. Then there was only one statement that came from the Blessed Mother. They said, why are you trying to make us afraid? What do we have? Hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient for us. They said that all of the assistance for us is from Allah. Allah is the assistant. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. All our affairs we have assigned to Allah. Allah is sufficient for us. And what an excellent one to trust is He. And we have assigned our affairs to He, Allah, the owner, the creator. The whole universe is the owner, the creator. And everything is due to His order. So we've assigned our affairs to Him. So why should we need to worry? قَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ. The Quran then says that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the assistance to the Sahaba Ikram, that Allah is ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah ta'ala then gave His ni'mas, and they had all the treasures and the booty. Allah ta'ala said, you have trusted in Me, assigned yourself to Me and your affairs to Me. Okay, you are maybe upset and worried, but Allah, we assign our faith to you because we can't do anything. Hasbunallah, Allah, you are sufficient for us. You know best, Allah, you gave the sickness, you are sufficient for us. Why should we be worried? Allah says, okay, that you have assigned yourself to Me, and that I am the one who controls everything. And anta zanabdi bihi, Allah Ta'ala says that you have kept beautiful relationship with Me in the Sahaba Ikram, that great hope in Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَبِيُوا بِرِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ, that Allah Ta'ala's fadl, this is Allah's fadl. Allah gave them ni'mas and gave them the booty, and Allah Ta'ala gave them good days after that and gave them all of the ni'mas. And they were, because they were on the path of the haqq, so Allah Ta'ala's fadl is always with those people who have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we see further in the Quran, the shaitan, Allah Ta'ala says, that he takes his friends along with him and makes people afraid, that make them get scared and suppress them. Allah Ta'ala says that he goes with his assistants and he tries to deviate mankind. Allah says, don't worry about his waswasa. Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry about his waswasa and his whispering. Allah says, if I give you a test and a challenge, turn back to Me, do tawbah and repent. And if you do that, and you understand that this difficulty cannot say anything to you, that this is not adab for you, these conditions are not for you, Allah says, you are the people of iman, you are the people of belief, and nothing can affect you. Subhanallah. So this is Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, is a great kalima. Great kalima. When a person recites this kalima, he says, Allah, that all of my affairs I turn to You and I assign to You, and You know everything. And Allah, make everything good for me. Who is greater than You? You are the wakil. You are the greatest wakil, and You are sufficient for us. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who hears everything. He knows everything. He's the qadir, the mutlaq. Everything is in Your control, Allah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Remember one thing. You know, when we say Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, then the answer comes. Insan, the human being, when he does dhikr, Allah Ta'ala said Himself that when my servant calls out to me, then I also call out, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, when you remember me, Allah Ta'ala says, then I also remember you, Subhanallah. When you say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, Allah says, I give the answer that you have called out to me, and you have assigned all your affairs to me, you've come to me, you've turned to me. Allah says, don't worry, I am your wakil now. Subhanallah. Allah says, I am now your wakil. When a person does dhikr, when he remembers Allah, when we repeat the kalimas of dhikr time and time again, over and over again, in the same way Allah Ta'ala replies, Allah Ta'ala replies the same amount. And the answer, the response, Allah Ta'ala listens, remember, Allah Ta'ala calls out. We can't hear from our ears, but Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's response, you cannot hear from the ears, rather where can you hear it? In the heart you can hear Allah Ta'ala's reply. Our hearts, they can hear all of this. Yes, definitely the heart hears the response that Allah Ta'ala gives when we call out Him, when we remember Him. How do we know if the heart is listening? When the heart listens to Allah's reply, then that heart, the sakina comes, contentment and peace, satisfaction, no worries, the worries decrease, and tawakkal Allah increases, the trust in Allah increases. Then consider that your heart is listening to Allah's reply, He's giving you satisfaction. When you say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah says, yes, then I answer you, and your heart feels satisfied. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't like the person who is despondent. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like the person who has no... If we call out to Allah and then you don't hope in Him, never think like this. Don't. Problems come, difficulties come, issues come. We have just done tawbah. Do tawbah, repent. Allah Ta'ala improves our situation. Then Allah Ta'ala says, then He says, Allah, I've come to you. Hasbunallah. You are enough for me, Allah. Whatever you desire, Allah is good enough for me. Allah, your fadl, please give me your fadl, give us your blessings, give us ease in all our affairs, give us your mercy. Then Allah Ta'ala replies, don't worry, my servant, I will make all of your affairs easy. And the person gets scared and upset, then Allah Ta'ala says, okay, fine. Then if you're saying yourself, you don't have yaqeen in me, trust in me, then okay, I will take you worse into fear and khawf and panic, because you may have some other lord that you're going to turn to. So you call out to Him. So then, the servant, when he calls out to Allah, then he shouldn't be afraid, he shouldn't be upset and down. The circumstances are not for us, the circumstances are for those people who are disobedient to Allah. So this, alhamdulillah, is today's, according to today's conditions around us, that Allah Ta'ala says, that have good hope in your Lord, have good intentions with your Lord. That Allah, have done tawbah, I've repented. Yes, those people who have not done tawbah, have not asked Allah for forgiveness, they are stubborn. Their hearts are hard. Oh, no, they're enjoying themselves the same way. They have no fikr, no worry, no concern. Then Allah knows, and that person, what's going to happen to that person? Because Allah Ta'ala, a person, Allah has given an opportunity to a person, He doesn't avail the opportunity, doesn't benefit from it. Allah Ta'ala has given an opportunity to all human beings that I'm giving you, going to make you afraid, do tawbah straight away, then I'll be with you. And those people who haven't done tawbah, who haven't repented, and they haven't improved their lives, then they are in adab, punishment, there's no doubt. There's no doubt, they are most definitely enveloped with adab. So what a servant should do is that tonight, the night of Jummah, and whatever condition we're in, upset, problem, illness, severity of conditions, everyone's got their own circumstances, very bad and maybe hard. If today we do true tawbah to Allah, and repent truly in maraqabah, close your eyes and think that what are the things lacking in me, what are the bad actions I do, men and women alike, in our homes, what are the our lifestyle against the away from the deen. So if we don't stop those sins, then it's like Fir'aun, who was stubborn. Then he wasn't afraid of Allah Ta'ala's adab, and they're on holiday, even during these times. But Allah Ta'ala, when He grabs, it's very firm and severe. So let's get together, let's do tawbah, and then don't have any worry after that. Repent, and then say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. My Mawla, Allah, You are sufficient for us. You are the excellent one for us to trust in. We assign all our affairs over to You. If I'm sick, Allah, assign my sickness to You. If I've got difficulties, Allah, assign my difficulties to You, Allah. Allah, You know best. You are the Mawla, the Creator. You will correct everything. I am hopeful in Your rahmah, mercy. I am not hopeful for Your firmness. Allah, I have sought forgiveness from You. And I look towards Your mercy. And Your mercy and rahmah and blessings is more powerful than 99 names of Allah. From the 99 names, all the names of Allah, all are assigned to attribute. One is Qahhar. All the other 98 names of Allah, they all the safat Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, they're not firm, they're not strong, they're not strict. So we should not be despairing of Allah's mercy. When a person does tawbah, then he should assign his affairs to Allah. So let's all do tawbah in Allah's court. Tonight is a great night. With a true heart, we should say, Allah, whatever's lacking in our life will leave. This is tawbah. What is tawbah? That we promise to Allah, that Allah, I promise to you that this and this and this X, Y, Z, I commit these sins. I accept. First and foremost, to accept. That I accept that I do these sins. I commit these sins. I steal. I do this. I listen to music. And I accept I do all of these sins, etc. Number two, you've accepted. And then number two, Allah Ta'ala, I have remorse and shame for these sins. Extreme shame for these sins. I've come to you and you have shaken me in a big way. And you have explained to us that this is the, we are destined for Jahannam if we can do like this. So to number one, to accept, to have remorse and shame. And then the next thing is to Allah, I immediately shun these sins. This is tawbah, the definition of tawbah. At that time, inshallah, Allah, after today, I'm not going to commit this sin, whatever occurs. Finished. I won't do this again. Third action, Allah Ta'ala, with your tawfiq, I promise for the future. Not just that I'm going to leave the sins now, but if I do commit it again, then if that happens again, then ask Allah for forgiveness and then continue. But Allah, today I promise that I'm going to leave this sin and I will not repeat it again in the future. This is my intention. For example, somebody consumes alcohol or smokes cannabis or drugs. Allah, I've done impure actions. Today, right now, I leave that action. Number two, in the future, I will not repeat this sin. And when these three things a person does, then he is defined as a person who's done true tawbah and he's turned to Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Ghafoor, I forgive all of your sins. And your sheet becomes clean and clean, Rahim. Allah says that I have enveloped you with my rahmah mercy now. Hasbunallahu ni'mal wakeel. You have nothing to worry about. You don't need to worry now. Whatever your situation is now, assign it to me. I know. And you don't need to fear now. Don't worry. Don't be down. Now you've said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So now your duty has been completed. This was your duty, to seek forgiveness, to do tawbah, and say in the future, Allah will not do this action, I won't do this action. The man or the woman says, Naam, your Rabb, your Lord, you've said this, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, and you've assigned your fear to Allah, so Allah, you are enough for me. You've said this. After saying this in your heart, peace will descend, mashallah, and contentment will come, and strength will come, and you'll get the strength to face the problems. You won't be like a mouse. Yes, you'll say, okay, fine. That whatever Allah Ta'ala accepts, that is what's going to occur, inshallah. So my brothers, let's do tawbah. Along with me, recite the kalima of tawbah. We test for Allah that Allah, you are wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allah, I bear witness that you are one and nobody else is capable, deserving of worship other than you. Allah, I will accept you, I will listen to you, I'll obey you. Whatever you say is bad, I will consider bad. Whatever you say is good, I will consider good. Whatever hukam you give to do, I will implement that. Whatever you say to refrain from, I'll refrain from. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Subhanallah. and your beautiful and beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will obey him and imitate him and follow what he says. Whatever deen and sharia you've given to us, whatever sunnah he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to us, according to that I will live my life. Astaghfirullah, I do tawbah, Allah. Astaghfirullah, Allah, I repent. Astaghfirullah, Ta'ala Rabbi, O my Rabb, I do tawbah, I repent to you. Watubu ilayhi, and I turn to you, Allah. That's it. When a person promises this, Allah's rahmah comes into being. Allah says, Inna Allah ghafoorur raheem. No doubt your Rabb, no doubt your Rabb. I am Allah, your Rabb. Allah says, why should I do dhulm on you? Why should I oppress you? Just for this reason, I gave you a little bit of a shake so you can turn back to me and ask for forgiveness and be saved from Jahannam. Go, I have forgiven you. From the young age till now, all the sins you've committed, Allah says, I've wiped them clean. Now I surround you and envelope you in my rahmah, mercy. I will keep you in the world within my mercy and in the hereafter, and I will give you the high status in Jannah and Paradise. This is tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our tawbah. Ameen. Now let's pray. So in that style now we will do dhikr, where I've explained to you whichever kalamat we will recite, Allah Ta'ala will give us the response. Whatever kalimat will say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah Ta'ala, totally you are right. I've accepted that I've done dhulm on myself. Allah, please forgive me. Yeah, so who will hear this? The heart will hear Allah's response. So that's when a heart feels contentment along with dhikr. Why do we keep repeating the kalimas? So that when we recite the kalimas, we get enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala enjoys forgiving. Subhanallah. The individual gets enjoyment in asking Allah for forgiveness. Yes, that's why we keep repeating, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Time and time again we repeat this verse. We get enjoyment saying this in front of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala loves this, that my servant is asking me repeatedly, and time again I forgive him. The more we ask, the more we will get the forgiveness. The more we get forgiveness, the more the darajat, the ranks increase and elevate. That's why we repeat and repeat these kalamats time and time again, over and over again.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه ياسين الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياتي وأهل بيتي كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استغفرنا بسنتي ونفعنا بمحمدي واشرنا بزمرتي يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في أمور كلية واجعلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا متقين إماما اللهم رمهما كما رميتني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم رمهما كما رميتني صغيرا اللهم رمهما كما رميتني صغيرا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين اللهم لك الحمد